Airports across the country are being flooded with complaints over airplane noise. The rise is due to a new invention that streamlines the process for filing complaint to as simple as the push of a button. The air noise button is similar to an Amazon Dash button. It allows a person to file a complaint immediately with their local airport. Currently, 279,000 people have an air noise button and have filed over 226,000 complaints in the last year alone. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Chris McCann, a retired U.S. Air Force test pilot and inventor of the air noise button. Mr. McCann, thank you for joining us this morning. How did you come up with this?
I was inspired by a gentleman who used a dash button to make donations to the ACLU every time the current administration did something he didn't like. And my involvement with the airport authority began when people in my neighborhood started to complain about noise. And it seemed it was hard for them to file complaints. I thought it should be easy, so I kind of put the two ideas together.
All right, so what goes on behind the scenes? Somebody's got one of these buttons, and every time they hear a noisy plane, they click it. There must be something happening after that.
You bet. The system starts with Amazon, where it figures out which button was clicked, and then goes to another system that I built where it looks up that person's account, figures out where they live, and then starts searching for air traffic around their house based on a signal that airplanes broadcast now called ADS-B. There's a network I can query around someone's house. It looks for the traffic. If it finds an airplane near them, it grabs all the data about the airplane, including its altitude, its position, which airline it is, and it collects all that information into a database and then submits the complaint directly to the airport authority's website.
Does the airport have to participate at all, or is all of this information done automatically without the airport's participation?
It's all done automatically. It's exactly the same in the end as if the person somehow had all this knowledge of the airplane and simply typed it into the web form themselves. I figured there was no reason a human should do that if a computer could do it in a few seconds.
One criticism might be that you've empowered a few cranks to generate an awful lot of complaints.
That's certainly something someone could say, but I'll tell you what, if people wanted to be cranks and file complaints, nothing was stopping them before.
How are the airports responding to this and all the complaints that they're getting?
Some airports are actually working with the citizens who are making the complaints to try to find ways to get the FAA to modify the flight procedures. Most of this has come out of the FAA's Next Gen Airspace Modernization Program. They moved a lot of flight tracks over neighborhoods that never had noise previously, and because they've concentrated the tracks using GPS navigation, people who used to have one or two airplanes over their house, now if unfortunately they're under a flight track, they have all the traffic all the time.
Yeah, that's one of the key issues here, right, is this change within the last few years here in the Bay Area, people in the Santa Cruz Mountains, for example, or Palo Alto, who never really were aware of San Francisco International arrivals or departures, suddenly were there. I assume that you're seeing this same story play out in other markets where your customers are?
Absolutely. And pretty much every corner of the country, from Southern California to Seattle, Boston, New York, Florida, even in the Midwest, it's the same story over and over. Many people who've lived in their houses for decades and never had air traffic over their houses are now pretty desperate and sad. And honestly, the FAA and the local airport authorities don't give people really any mechanism to make their voice heard over the roar of the jet engines besides simply complaining. So my hope is that by having enough of a groundswell of citizen activism and citizen outcry, the airport authorities and eventually the FAA will do something about this problem. They have the ability to do it. They created the problem. They could also fix it.
Has the use of the button uncovered any areas that were sort of unknown before? Maybe the neighbors had just gotten so used to it that they had thrown in the towel and given up.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably true. There's some people who said, you know, I started noticing this problem, but I really wasn't aware of it until one of my neighbors mentioned your service, and then I started noticing the airplanes myself, and especially once people started filing complaints, can see all the detailed information. They realize that these airplanes are maybe just a mile or two off the coast, especially down here in San Diego, and these people have never had this situation before, and they said, you know, I always wondered why that things were starting to rumble around the house, and now I have some data that points out why.
Just about 30 seconds left. Are you making money on this? I mean, I looked at the pricing, $24 to customize a button. There must be some computer time on your end. Or is this more about the issue?
I started it just to solve the issue. I sell the buttons at a loss. I can't get them any cheaper from Amazon. And the data services and the hosting services, as probably people in your area know, those can be expensive. So I'm not trying to make a buck on this necessarily. If it works out that way, great. But I'm just trying to get the word out, trying to help the communities like my own who've been impacted by this. What I've discovered, and this is where I never expected this to happen, this is a problem across the country. Hundreds, if not thousands of people have reached out to me since the story got some publicity, and it's a problem everywhere. And so I'm going to keep pedaling as fast as I can to help as many people as I can.
Chris McCann, thank you for your time this morning. Mr. McCann, a retired U.S. Air Force test pilot and inventor of the Air Noise Button.